I know it's something that appeals to maybe certain people, and that's what the arts kind of funding is for.
They generate very little money themselves, so without any kind of arts council or government funding, these things starve away.
It always tends to get a lot of money. I'm always surprised at that.
People like me might know more about opera if we invest more money in it.
It's nice to see anything being funded these days in the present climate.
How much of the population would be interested in opera? I suppose you start from there.
Well, opera in Ireland, for a start, there's been very little of it. We've had some fantastic singers coming from Ireland, but we haven't had that sort of level of real creativity and invention and excitement in terms of the performers, the companies that have delivered opera. I'm Fergus Scheel, and I'm the founder and the artistic director of Wide Open Opera. You do your Vox Pop in Cardiff, and they're very proud of their opera company. It's up there with their football stadiums. But there in Wales, they have such an amazing opera company that's been supported and that's been nurtured for generations now. That's really what's wrong in Ireland. There hasn't been that level of consistent investment and development.
We have a scheme in Opera Theatre Company called the Opera Virgins. So encouraging people that have never come to an opera, never seen an opera, wouldn't be interested in going, to just come in and give it a try. I'm Virginia Kerr. I'm an international opera singer and I am chairperson of Opera Theatre Company. So it's trying to reach that, and I think education is everything in schools. That's where your audience is of the future. You've got to start very early on.
The thing that drew me to opera in the first place, that got me really excited, was it was a bit like going to an absolute feast. It was like you walk into a big palace and every type of food you've ever wanted is on the table there. And that's what opera is like. You can do absolutely anything.
It really is a great example of four or five performance art forms all coming together in one. You have theatre, you have dance, you have classical music all coming together. I'm David McLaughlin. I'm chief executive of Wexford Festival Opera. I appreciate that it's obviously probably the most expensive performance art form to present. I always admire the fact that all of the possible money goes on the stage. From an audience point of view, some people say tickets may be expensive, but the point is, you really, in my view, get very good value for that, because a lot of people do not realise the huge amount of money that goes into every single production.
I'm Vivian Coates. I'm Artistic and General Director of Lyric Opera Productions in Dublin. We've been 18 years working in opera. We're producing three operas a year, sometimes four, and we're using so many Irish artists. But at the end of the day, this is the first time, this is the first year for our production of Aida and the Gaiety. It's the first time we've actually got main scale funding. All the balls are being tossed into the air and we're seeing where it's going to land. I'm not sure it's good for audiences, because audiences are not actually being given a proper amount of opera, and certainly not in the next couple of years. I don't see a prolific amount of opera being produced. I think the Arts Council are really doing the best at the moment, and what's always prevalent and what's always there and lurking as a dark shadow is the state of the economy. You can see every time the amount of money available to support artistic ventures, particularly in opera, is radically and drastically reduced. All I know is that Lyric Opera will certainly be continuing to do what we do, and that is to present main-scale opera in this country.
I think the really big thing that's going to have to change in relation to opera in Ireland in the next few years is demand. The demand from the audience to see opera isn't hugely well articulated at the moment. And yes, we know there is an audience for opera there. And that's, I suppose, there's a role for Wide Open Opera to play in terms of building the audience for opera. And therein, there will be demand for other productions, not just their own productions. My name is Rosemary Collier. I'm the director and CEO of Kilkenny Arts Festival, but I'm formerly the head of music and opera at the Arts Council, and I'm a board member of Wide Open Opera. I think there needs to be a kind of a step change too in terms of the generation of singers who are training here and who say, well, I have to go to England, I have to go to Europe to work. They're not being demanding enough of work here. And unless they make the case, the public money for opera production is never going to increase. How can a government or an arts council prioritise funding to something when there's so little evidential case being made for it? So something is going to have to change in the next 5 years if funding to opera is going to increase. Audiences have to come out of the woodwork, and people who want to work in opera need to stand up and be counted.
Audiences come to opera productions right throughout Ireland, whether they be large-scale productions, smaller-scale productions, whether it's a big company presents it, whether it's a touring company. In a way, it doesn't matter, because what it's really all about is actually expanding the audience that's there. And if the audience is expanding, that's the benefit of all practitioners, including the likes of Wexford.